Let's go.
Broadcasting live. From Virgin Radio HQ.
Dubai Media City.
To the QAE. Chris Fade. And this is how it goes. Come on, Pretty Malik.
Say it, Rossi. Say it.
And Big Rossi.
Chris Fade is my everything.
Oh.
With the biggest stars.
Hey, yo, what's poppin'?
The Chris Fade Show.
The biggest prizes.
50,000 dirhams cash on that pop quiz.
And the biggest hits.
The Chris Fade Show, live on Virgin Radio 104.4.
In 3, 2, 1, go.
Hello, Mum. Hello, Dad, across the country. Ladies and gentlemen, it's your Friday morning.
Oh, yes.
Oh, my gosh, it's good. I mean, and this is beyond good. This is a Friday before an Eid weekend, people.
Yeah, I know.
This is it.
This is Rossi getting on a plane at 1 o'clock.
Oh man, that is the best feeling.
Yeah.
You're going to the UK to meet up with your family who have been there all week already.
Yeah.
I'm staying. I'm here. I did my travels. I'm calling the UAE home. I'm going to just experience everything. I figured the weather's really good as well.
Yeah, it is beautiful at the moment.
Go to the parks, do the beaches, do what we got to do.
Yeah, do it.
We're on the aim today to try to get Rossi an upgrade, it seems.
Yeah.
He's flying at 1 on Qatar Airways, he said.
Yeah, yeah.
Anyone working for Qatar, just hit up Big Rossi. All right?
Thank you very much.
The funniest was I remember when I took my kids for the first time and the only time to ever go to Qatar, which was about 5 years ago. They were young. They were kids.
Mm.
We got on the plane. We landed.
Yeah.
I said, guys, I just took the plane around. We're back in Dubai because it looks somewhat Dubai or UAE. It's just for those slight moments.
So you got the kids on the plane, you went flying, you just told them that you'd gone around in circles across Dubai and landed again.
Yeah, that's exactly what we did.
And did they fall for it?
For about 5 minutes. They were young, as I said. And then
how did they tell the difference?
When we got to the hotel, it said Qatar. But they couldn't say Qatar, they kept saying guitar.
Yeah.
It was guitar.
Yeah, I know.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Dad, can we go to guitar?
It's not like how Nala says it.
Qatar. Yeah. She here yet? She's not here yet. She's
where
on the way.
Is she?
Yeah, she's on the way. Listen, it's a big one. We're ready to go. We're going to have some fun with you, all right? Whatever it is that you're doing. We've got the gossip coming up, obviously, with Nala. We've got more prizes to give you. It is a Friday. I want to relive a little bit of yesterday as well, because I just thought yesterday was a really emotional show.
Yeah, it was.
It was one of those shows that I want to sit on and just remember for a while. So a lot coming on. Let's go. Friday morning across the UAE. You've got us. Unfortunately, you have us. We're not going anywhere just yet, all right? We are here. It is the Chris Fade Show. Rossi and myself, we've got Bus Manala all ready to go. Pretty back in a week. Let's get into it. My parents finally left. They're on a plane. They're not listening to the show. They always listen to the show, Ross.
Do they?
I'll always, like, I miss them. I love them at the house, but I was happy to say goodbye yesterday.
Aww.
It was 2 months. It was a 2 month stay.
It's a long time.
It was a long time. I realized, like, you know, family's everything, right? And I love my family, but like, I'd love them just to go home for a couple of weeks and come back.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Well, they're going to be coming back, aren't they, in a few months?
They're coming back in July for the summer break. Yeah. But like, it was that, I don't know if you ever had that moment with your parents.
Mm.
They come and stay with you. And I love them. And I love having them here. Right. But I was ready to take them. Like, I drove them to the airport. Like, I just wanted to make sure they got on that plane.
That reminds me of toilet gate for me. I broke my mother's toilet.
Yeah.
We had a massive bust up. And I'm never staying in my mum and dad's house ever again.
Really?
Yeah.
You still haven't, even till this date?
No.
How'd you break the toilet?
I was trying to fix it, and I broke it.
Hey, Rossi, why are you trying to fix it?
Well, there was a leak from the toilet, and then it went down through the ceiling.
So. See, the thing with me, because we've been moving homes, and we've had a lot of guys, tradies, like tradesmen, workers, working on the house every day, even though we're in there, and the house is finished, and it's all good, there's little things getting done. Mum couldn't handle it.
She didn't like the workmen or what?
No, it was just like, and I understand what she's saying. She could never sort of relax. There's always people going in and out of the house, right?
Mm.
And she's like, I cannot do this. This is very hard for me. And I said, Mom, there are worse problems in the world.
Yeah.
And so what Mom does is she then talks to like her friends about, oh, it's not great. It's not great.
So she's telling all her friends and family.
Yeah, and that was getting to me. Like, that was getting to me of mum. I was hearing mum talk to a friend. Oh, it's not easy. It's like, it's not easy. It's not. Anyway, we end up having a little argument about it. We're okay now.
Did you leave on good terms?
Yeah, I make sure we always leave on good terms. You should. Here's my advice. Mm. Always leave on good terms, because you never know.
Yeah. We're live. It's Virgin Radio 104.4. Good morning. We're talking movies, TV shows, Kung Fu Panda 4. We spoke to Jack Black about that brand new movie, right? We're excited about it. The guys at Universal Pictures Middle East just literally dropped off a cake. It's good.
I thought you were going to complain about having a cake.
I'm not going to consume it right now. But yeah, thank you guys. We appreciate that. We caught up briefly with Jack Black. Excited for the release of this one. It's going to be big,
right?
So
exciting. Yeah.
And he's huge. So passionate about it, isn't he?
I think it's one of those roles that Jack Black loves. Like, you know that he's ready.
It's iconic.
I'd love to do voice.
You've done it, voice
animation.
Didn't you do it? Or your kids did it?
No, the kids did it. But I'd love to be able to get on a movie one day and just be like, I can do it. Like, I do voices.
I think you'd be okay, actually.
Sit in those studios and read it, like, yo, we gotta go. You gotta go right now.
Yeah.
Never mind.
Yeah, what do you mean?
What was that?
That's totally a cartoon or an animated series. Like, I don't know, my name's Baruki. That's how Baruki.
How would he sound?
Baruki. Hey, my name's Baruki. What's up?
Wow.
Give me
Sounds
another
like
name.
A cookie monster.
Give me another name. I can do another name. Give me another name. I'll give you another
Flanger.
Hey, this is Flanger, and I'm here to tell you a few things. You gotta watch out. You better watch out. You better not cry. Oh, that's Christmas. That's Santa Claus.
He's going into Macy Gray there.
More like Elmo, I feel like.
No, Elmo's different.
You always go back to Elmo, though.
Virgin Radio 104.4.
Pretty Malik's Gossip.
With Disney Plus. Don't miss the latest series and bingeable favorites on Disney Plus. Watch FX's Shogun, Grey's Anatomy, and so much more. Download the app and subscribe now.
Hello, Disney Plus. Hello, Nala. What have you got for us?
So, do you guys remember the Cyrus family drama? So I'll give you a bit of a refresher. You know how Trish Cyrus, Miley Cyrus's mom.
Oh, yeah.
So she got married to Dominic Purcell, who plays Lincoln in Prison Break.
Yeah, I know the
guy. And then there was rumors that came out that he actually dated her daughter first, Noah Cyrus. Well, now he finally spoke up on Instagram and said, "You don't sign up for this nonsense. It just follows you. I sit quietly and observe without response nor interest."
So he's basically saying it was a lie.
Yes, finally, because that rumor was swirling out of control.
Yeah, come on, man. It took you long enough to do that. Come on.
Exactly. Why would they make it reach to that extent? I have no idea. Now, there has been a lot of movies and series updates in the past 2 days. Number one, we're going to start with, there's three.
Okay.
Have you seen Dune?
I've seen the original, yes, correct. Yeah.
The first one, right?
Yes, yep. Timothée Chalamet, Zendaya. Now the third movie is confirmed.
Oh, I wonder if they're going to film in Abu Dhabi again.
I hope so.
I think so. Everybody loves this. Anyone that I talk to that has seen Dune, Lorraine, our brand manager at Virgin, she's like, I never watched any of them. I went and watched one at home.
Yeah.
Then went to the theaters and watched two. She goes, I love them.
It's phenomenal.
Was it an original 70s film, I think? But it's been remade.
If you don't watch them.
It's a book.
Okay. No,
go and watch it. You'll love it.
You'll really love it.
Yeah, it's a very good movie.
The second movie that's coming back is The Matrix.
Oh, Matrix 5, right?
Yeah.
Is he going to be in it, though?
Yes.
Keanu Reeves.
Keanu Reeves is confirmed to be back, so that's exciting.
Oh, that is great.
And then a movie for me and my rom-com lovers, Legally Blonde. Do you remember it? It's getting
a
spin-off. Reese Witherspoon is actually going to be producing it. And she said she was inspired by Top Gun. She said, I loved how they waited for a very long time and still made it a bit nostalgic. And she wants to do the exact same thing with Elle Woods and Legally Blonde.
Maverick, the other one, was brilliant.
Yes, it was
Well,
so
if
good.
You do a remake of a classic, you got to make sure that you do it well, because the last thing you want to do is spoil the legacy that is.
And
100%.
Nod your head to the original as well.
Give it a little bit of respect. What you're saying.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree. What did they do recently that I didn't like? Oh, no, they did a Ghostbusters. Do you remember the Ghostbusters one?
Oh, yes. It did not do well at all.
And it was with the girls, right?
Yeah, there was the girls, and then they did another one now.
There's a new one coming out, but it's got Paul Rudd in it, so that's going to be good, yeah. I think.
Now, I'm not saying that I didn't like it because it was girls, and, you know, I don't want to be like feminist. Is that what I'd be? A feminist? Is that what I would be?
No, we are coming across.
Oh, with the girls. So I want to be...
What is happening?
Chauvinistic.
Yeah, correct.
I don't want to be chauvinistic but what I was saying, the movie in general, if the Ghostbusters were boys even, I don't think they just had a good... Well, it wasn't a good script.
Only time will tell because the latest one's just been released, so...
All right, we'll find out. Finally...
I'm so, proud of this. Do you remember Saint Laurent?
Yeah, I love Saint Laurent.
Yeah, so he's a Palestinian-Algerian singer. He came up on TikTok. He sings in Arabic, English, and French.
So talented, this guy.
And now he's been added to the lineup in Coachella.
Oh,
and I
so
just
good.
Feel like so, so proud. So
that's
good
so
job.
Good. Have we got any music to play from him?
It's in hot music.
Oh, here we go. Let me play a little bit of it. Here we go. Saint Laurent. I follow him on social.
Nala's ideal man.
Yeah, he's a good-looking guy
as
well.
Very good. Yeah.
He could be a Calvin Klein model if he wanted to. You know,
100%.
So good way though.
You're true.
I know you've been thinking of us. Why you living it up? Why you living it up, baby? You said it was never enough, and now you're thinking of us in the club. But I guess you know it all, don't you, baby?
So cool.
I get it. I don't know.
So I like the way that you talk to me.
Here he is.
I like the way you go fall for me. I like the way that you look in my eyes and say.
You know he just got. You know he's signed by the same guys that signed The Weeknd and all that.
So good.
Sal's company.
I like the way that you look in my eyes and say you want it.
Sounds like he's singing to you, Nala.
I wish.
I thought he was singing to me. Yeah.
But Ola baby, I'm a fan.
Rossi and I can sing like this if you want.
Yeah.
But Ola baby,
just pronounce the lyrics and we can do the same thing.
The Arabic one as well.
No, the English.
Agula can affirm. Yeah. See, I
got a lot on my mind and I gotta share the Marhaba. I got a lot on my mind and I gotta share the pain.
Did you say Zata?
He said Zatain.
Zatain.
But if you do.
Yeah.
All right, there we go. Thank you very much, Nala. Hit us with your tag.
That's the tea with me.
Guys, it's a Friday morning.
Yeah. Come on.
And it ain't just your regular Friday. You got a whole week off. Hopefully, a lot of you have a whole week off. No plans for it. I mean, Ross, you're going to the UK.
Yes, I'm going to fly on Qatar Airways, so straight after the show.
No need to mention the airline, Rossi, just trying to get that upgrade.
No, I'm just trying to make sure I can get on the plane, because I've got a few jobs to do before I get there. So
you'll be fine.
Do you think so?
You'll be okay.
I hope so.
Nala, traveling absolutely...
nowhere.
Her visa's still stuck in the Croatian embassy in Qatar.
Yeah, I told them, if you want, I'm going there. Just pass me the passport, let me in, and then continue.
Can you not fly within the GCC with,
Emirates ID or something?
Yeah.
No.
But, that's your fault. It's your fault. You should never give your passport. I never give my passport if I know I'm traveling within 30 days somewhere.
Okay, but you've obviously learned your lesson from doing it once.
I did it once. Remember when we went to
Thailand?
Exactly,
so yeah, this is the first time she's doing it.
I didn't know I was traveling. This was a surprise thing.
Ah, you were going to go with the family.
Yes, so this was not the planned trip.
I was going to say you could drive to Qatar, but you'd still need your passport to cross the border.
They're driving there. The plan was to drive there.
Are they going
to
do a road trip to Qatar?
My parents love road trips. They did a 14-hour road trip from Kuwait to Syria when we used to live in Kuwait.
Really?
Yep.
Drove from Kuwait to Syria?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
I want to do that. I want to drive, from here. You can drive from here to Europe.
Really?
Right? Yeah, I think you have to go through maybe Iran or something.
I don't know, but there is a route. You want to do it?
Yeah, all you do is you type it in Google Maps. I drove once from Liverpool to Corfu once.
That's England to
an island,
Greece,
off the coast of Greece and Italy.
How did you drive to an island?
We had to get the ferry from Ancona in Italy.
You put the car on the ferry.
Yeah, it took three days.
That's cheating, though.
No, but that's still a road
okay.
Trip.
So if we want to drive to London, let's see if we can drive to London from here.
London.
I'm putting it in directions. Driving my location. Okay, it's doing it.
Maps.
Yep, it's coming up. Cool. Let's see what happens.
Yeah, the internet's not very good today.
Okay.
It says an error for me. Dubai to London.
It can't load it. Yeah. Why? So, directions not available.
So I think maybe we can't do that.
Oh, like, no, wait. Like, go on the maps first.
Okay, I'll go to walking. I won't drive it. I'll walk it.
That's like...
Let's see if walking... No, it doesn't give you... Walking directions not available.
Is Google Maps down?
Oh, is that what's going on?
I don't know, maybe.
Well, no, hold on. Let me just put, you know...
Dubai to Qatar. For
no, I'll just put DIFC right now just to see if it gets us into Dubai. Yeah,
I'm on it.
No, it works. It works.
Yeah. So maybe there's no road you can take to London?
They're advising you. You're an idiot. Don't. Do you know
maybe
what I
like
mean?
You take the high road and I'll take the low road. Sorry.
If you want to go to the UK, just give me a heads up 2 months before, so I apply.
You can apply for it. Okay, hold on. You can drive to Paris. I think you can drive to Paris.
No, I've done it.
How?
I've done it. Look, I've done it. 72 hours.
We can drive to. From Dubai to London in 72 hours.
We've got to go through Iraq, Syria, Turkey. Where else? Iraq, Syria, Turkey. Hold on. Then we go... We get a ferry from, like, Turkey to... go through Bucharest, Hungary. That's where the Rubik's Cube was invented, Hungary. Austria, we drive through there. We go through Germany, Munich... Through Luxembourg.
That's all achievable.
Like, very small country.
Not for
into
me.
Belgium.
No, you're not coming.
Oh, am I not on this road trip?
No, your passport will get stopped everywhere we go. I'm sorry.
If I get a Schengen, I think you can go through Europe.
Yeah, I can't.
Yes.
It's unfortunate.
Poor Nala.
Half my Lebanese mates won't be able to come with us either because they can't get anywhere.
Now we're out of the EU. They won't want us in there. I'll have to get a visa, so I'm with you. Yes!
Yeah! So, hold on. So just those countries again.
Okay, so.
From Dubai.
We're going to start off.
Mind you, Rossi would not be our navigator because Pretty would be the navigator.
Yes.
And the driver, possibly.
No, this will be brought to you by Google Maps. Iran, we go into.
Now, I don't know. Are we able? I think that's fine.
Like, we drive through the middle of Baghdad.
I think it's fine.
Yeah.
I think that's okay, yeah.
Syria.
Turkey. Are we okay there?
Turkey, yeah.
We'll be okay to drive through, yeah? Okay.
I'll take you guys there and then leave you.
guys, sorry.
What?
I had it selected on plane. No wonder I thought the route was straight. Sorry, it was selected on plane. Sorry. Sorry. There's just been a straight line. That's the countries we will fly over. Sorry, mate.
So how long is it going to take us by car?
Let's start again. Okay, Dubai.
Wow, I thought 72 hours was long, though. Mate, I'm like, wow, that's a long time.
Dubai into Qatar, into Bahrain. You can pick your passport up on the way, Nala. Into Kuwait, into Iran. We skip... Syria, by the looks of things.
Oh.
So we go right at Syria. We go across the top of Syria through Turkey, up through Turkey, past Ankara, the capital of Turkey, into Istanbul, into Bulgaria, into Serbia, into Hungary. We'd probably be Hungary at that point as well. Into Austria, go through Vienna, then into...
How long?
Germany. 72 hours.
Oh, so it was
so
right.
What was it? You make no sense, man.
It was 72 hours for the... You think it's going to take 72 hours on a direct flight?
No.
From Dubai to London?
What was it selected on initially? Public transport.
Yeah, it was there, but I needed to click on the plane.
No, we don't want the plane. We want the car.
Yes, I was.
The car emoji.
It was originally on the plane.
We are not going on this road trip. Hello, Mom. Hello, Dad. It's a Friday morning. Across the UAE, we're back on it. We've been talking about, driving from Dubai to London. Rossi and I. Let's see if Pretty would want to do it. But why don't we do that? We get a nice big car or something.
Yeah.
And we drive from Dubai to London. It's going to take, let's say, a week to do so. We broadcast the show every day.
Yeah.
I'm down if you're down.
I think, I'd need some security with me. I'd be scared. I'll be honest.
Are you going to be... Why are you be scared?
You have me.
I know, like, you could be the, like, translator and stuff, but I don't know. I'd feel like...
We'd be safe all the way up until we got to London itself. That's where we'd have the trouble.
Are you sure?
Yeah, it would be all right. I'd be most worried in London.
Are you sure? Because, I mean, I think I'd be a target.
We'd be fine.
Are you sure? Like,
we'd
be fine. It's happened before.
It'd be fine. What's wrong with you? Look at him. These guys are already freaking out. We haven't even left. Let's go. Let's get in the car.
Yeah.
I've got, like, friends who are ex-commandos and stuff.
They're not... We don't need it. We'll be okay. The routes are fine. Everywhere we're going, you're fine.
You have me.
You sound like a... You sound like someone that's never left, like, Australia or England, like, or America before. I ain't going out that way.
Okay, right. We have two... All right, this is...
You live in Dubai. Right,
okay, we've got two...
What do you guys wear out there? You're allowed to look at each other out there?
Basmer is here. Nala is here. Put the mic up for Basmer, please.
Yeah.
You're both from... Well, you're from Turkey and Syria, mm-hmm. Nala.
I'm Syrian-American.
Okay. Syria, would I be okay there? Because on the map, it's saying don't go in there. It's going round there.
You'll be fine.
Would I be fine?
Yes.
Do you think?
You're with me, bro. Like, I was on Dubai Bling.
Yeah, that is a bell carrier there.
We're still talking about driving from Dubai to London, and Ross is all panicked. We haven't even left. He's talking stories that he's heard. Scared, man. Live a little. So get in the car. Let's drive. You and I. Fill the air in our heads. We'll get a convertible. We'll have different cars along the way. We'll get one of those Cybertrucks. They're bulletproof. You'll be okay.
Yeah, but make sure you do the life insurance thingy before you go.
I'm already life insured. Liz forced me to do that. Bit weird, actually. I don't know why.
But. Yeah, we'll say goodbye to our kids. Give them all kisses. Three of us. They'll wave us off. Bye, Daddy. We may never see him again, but what an adventure that would be on us, you and I. Dubai to Paris. Dubai to London.
I think... I don't mean to be stereotypical, but I think you'd get away with fitting in because you look like, you know, from the region. But like me, like I'm a grey, like, old man, like, who never sees the sun. I've got vitamin D deficiencies. I think that I'd stick out like a sore thumb.
You'd be fine, mate.
You know.
Yeah, go.
There are, you know, Syrian white redhead blondish.
But
he doesn't look like that, Basma. He looks. I know what you're saying. He looks British. Let's be honest.
Yeah, it really does.
You know, I remember...
They do brunch?
Yeah, we have brunch.
You do?
In Syria, do they get on a brunch?
What do they... Do you do it?
No.
No, okay.
But, like, we have... For us, brunch is, like, breakfast.
Right. Not the same as mine.
What I remember is I took Brent maybe 12 years ago to Lebanon. Here's a story. And I'll say as much as I possibly can say, because there's some things that I won't be able to mention on the show. he wanted to go to Baalbek.
Yeah.
Okay.
Do you know Baalbek?
Yeah, Baalbek.
Yeah. Why do you have to say it the right way? Why can't you just let me say it the way that I say
You're
it?
You're Lebanese.
Yeah,
he said it correctly.
Yeah, Baalbek.
Baalbek. Okay, so that's like a ruins. Is it like one of the wonders of the world or something?
It's, you know what, you know the Acropolis in Greece that everyone knows about? Mm-hmm. It's like that, but, and no disrespect to the Greeks, but it's like it's bigger.
Yeah.
And it's unbelievable. The history there is unbelievable. If you ever Google Baalbek, Google it and just look at the history there.
Baalbek.
No, not Baalbek.
Baalbek. Okay.
Yeah, double A. So Brent wanted to go. Mm-hmm. And at the time that we were in Lebanon, we were advised not to go to that area because there were certain things happening around that area. So we had got some friends and family out there. They all said, don't go out there. It's not right now. You shouldn't go out there. Brent and I... decided to do it. And Brent, 6'4", white American. Hello, everyone. I'm American. How you doing?
Did he have like any US rock band t-shirts on by any chance?
So we hire a driver, got one of these old Mercedes. Like, you know, in Lebanon, or they're all these old Mercedes,
they
right?
They run forever, yeah.
They do. And we got in the back and he didn't speak much English, our driver. I obviously understand basic Arabic.
Yes,
I could say a few words. And I, you know, we paid him for the day to take us to Baalbek and come back. Mm-hmm.
Now we so we're driving, and it's a beautiful drive across Lebanon. It's gorgeous. You go through the mountains, and it's just it's amazing. And then we got into the area that we were getting close to. Like things did change a little bit. Like I know
the
for
vibe,
sure, just the vibe, the flags that were around us changed. The signage that we were looking at completely mm-hmm. changed. And it was probably at that moment that I went to Brett and went, all right, well, this is going to be interesting. Let's just get in and get out, okay. right? And then we got out there, and very hospitable, really, really welcoming. The ruins were unbelievable. We took photos. There was no one else there.
Wow.
Brent and I were the only two people in the entire area. Then we started to hear things in the background.
Oh, no.
From far away.
Yeah. Okay.
And I did ask someone that was there. Is that we all right? It happens every day. It's fine.
Okay.
And then I just thought to myself, here I am with Brent Black from Indiana in the middle of this area where they told us not to go. So we did what we did. Mm-hmm. And then we got back in that car and we said to the driver, let's go back. And we went back. But it was an amazing experience.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Apart from the guns stuff.
Who said? I didn't mention anything like that.
Noises.
Yeah, I didn't mention anything there. Yeah, you come. We should do it, Ross. Come with me.
Yeah, yeah, I'll come.
It'll be a good radio story when you're back.
If Brent went, I'm in.
You, me.
Yeah.
If I think Pretty would definitely be down.
Yeah, Pretty's good.
We go to London. We drive to London. Bus Maranella, I am all for you guys coming. I'm all for you guys coming. We just got to see how big we can.
We can get a Winnebago, get hotels along the way.
I'm down. I want to go.
But we need someone to stay here, though.
For answer the phones and do all the radio stuff.
You've got to earn your place. Phones. Yeah, you have to earn it.
What do you mean, earn my place? I've been earning my place like for 2 years now, Rossi.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah, she has, Ross.
She can come. Yeah. Sorry, I'm sorry. Sorry.
It's going to be a fun trip. No, but like everyone can tell us where their family lives along the way and we'll stop at your family's house. You know, if you got family in Iraq, we go to Iraq. You know what I mean? Could be fun. Are we ready?
Yes.
Are you ready?
Yes.
The world's greatest cover band. It's Duvet.
Oh, well, you're in for a treat. Like, you guys that have us on right now or listening to us anywhere else, like, again, like, this should be chargeable. Rossi and I should be able to just literally send out a link that you all have to pay us, I don't know, a couple of dirhams.
Well, how much do I get out of that?
Get two fills. It's a huge amount, man.
Fair enough.
You know, we could, like, Ross.
Yes.
The amount of people that listen to the show. Do you know if we were to just ask everybody to give us 3 dirhams each? Hugh and I retired.
Can we ask them to like write a check? Like a dirham each?
Well, we wouldn't do a check.
Or like send us a dirham.
Like a Vemo, what do you call it? What are those in America everyone does?
Postal order.
Venmo.
What are you talking postal? What's wrong with you?
What?
It's 2024.
Did you have postal orders in Australia?
No, but just digitally, people can send us the cash.
What? You can send money online. That's not safe. Honestly.
Man, what year do you live in? You're like stuck in 1992 your whole life.
Well, people send money via what? Like online.
You transfer money back and forth. You don't do that?
Is this April Fool's? Are you serious?
All right, well, we're going to move on here. We're about to do a song performance of a classic late 1990s. For many of you, you'll know it. For people like Nala in her mid-20s doesn't really know it.
No.
And that's just a shame. That's a shame that you don't know this type of music. So, you know, we're about to educate you.
Lucky me.
Yeah.
If you don't know the story of Duvet, Rossi and I were budding actors in LA. He was like Affleck, I was like Damon. And we hit the streets. We were doing some big movies, man.
Well, not any movies. Like, I used to be in a band called Milli Vanilli. I was the third member. And then I met Chris and I left the band. Those guys went on to success, lip-syncing across the world.
Yeah, and so Rossi and I were actors and the movie scene sort of crashed, it died.
So that's when I went off to work with Milli Vanilli.
Yeah, and then I hit the streets and started performing and I realized I was probably one of the greatest cover band singers in the world. That's when Rossi...
I came back
to me. We started... doing performances. Next thing you know, we're the world's greatest cover band. So
you used to do the break dancing. I remember you were doing it with Run DMC, right? Yep,
that's
but
right.
But they kicked you out the band.
Because I wouldn't run.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. And he didn't have a DMC, you know, like the DeLorean.
The DeLorean.
Yeah, so like, he's a get out.
So what we're doing right now is a song for many of you. You may know, for some you don't. But let me just tell you, what you're going to hear right now is pure class.
Yeah.
Pure genius. Extraordinary. The US Times said the greatest.
Yeah.
Oh.
That's us right now. Secret handshake.
Heat magazine said Rossi is the greatest. Five.
Oh.
Smash
the source said Chris Fade, not only an amazing voice, hot and fine.
Oh.
Jackie magazine for ladies said Rossi was the pinup of 1986.
The Woman's Weekly 2000 said snatch this guy up before he gets away. Chris Fade.
Reader's Digest magazine, January edition, 1994. I had a joke featured in the back page.
I love feet.
Oh, no. Don't go there.
Said Chris Fade's got 10 of the finest.
No.
All right, we'll leave it there.
Yes.
Here we are. Duvet. Hit it.
Yo.
Regulators.
We're regulators, yeah.
You regulate any stealing off this property, we're damn good too.
We are.
But you can't be any geek off the street.
Yeah.
Gotta be handy with the steal if you know what I mean. Earn your keep.
That's right.
Regulators!
Mound up!
It was a clear black night, a clear white moon.
Warren G was in the streets, trying to consume some skirts for the eve, so I can get some phones. Rolling in my ride, chilling all alone.
Just hit the east side of the LBC, on a mission trying to find Mr. Warren G. Seen a car full of girls, ain't no need to tweak. Pull the skirts with you, know, with a 213.
So a hook's a left, a 1-2 Lewis. Some brothers shocking dice, I said let's do this. I jumped out the ride, I said what's up. Some brothers pulled some girls and I said I'm stuck.
Since the girls be pippin', I'ma hide and swerve. Got these girls looking so they should hit the curb. On a bigger, better things and some horny tricks.
I say my homies are locked up in the mix.
I'm getting jacked, I'm breaking myself. I can't believe they taking Warren's well. They took my rings, they took my Rolex. I looked at my brother, said, damn, what's next?
Got my homie hammed up and they're all around. Ain't no need to see him going, take him going down. I said I wanna come up real, real quick. Wow. Best pull up my strap.
Just let me do it, Russ. Guns to my head, I think I'm going down. I can't believe it's happening in my own town. If I had wings, I would fly. Let me contemplate. I glanced at my gut, said, homie, that
16 in the clip, I'm one in the hole.
No, it's not.
Now they're dropping and yelling, it's a tad late.
Why are you standing like that?
Yo,
Ross.
Ross, we're regulating.
Ross, let me just do it, man.
Why?
Because I got this, man. Just let me roll, please.
Like, I've got the flow, like...
No, you don't have the flow.
Like, I've got game, man. Just let me
just
do it.
Maybe, like...
Yo, check it. No, everybody listen up. Freestyle, let's go. Back to you, Chris, go.
I laid all the motherfuckers down, got explode. Now I'm switching my mind back into freak
one
mode.
Time.
If you want skirts, sit back and observe. I just left the gangs.
Two times.
Now they got the freaks, and that's a no fact. Before I got jacked, I was on the same track. Back up, cause it's all N-A-T-E-M-E. The Warren to the G.
Just like I thought, they were in the same spot. Yo. But Nate Dogg and the G-Child were in need of something else. One of those names was really nice.
It's not poetry. You don't read. You're reading the lyrics.
She said, ooh, broke down and you seem real nice. Okay. Let me see the rise.
I got a car full of girls and it's going real swell.
Real swell.
The next stop is the East Side Motel.
Yo, freestyle.
Susan. What do you think, Susan?
What an amazing Friday. What an amazing Friday. Friday is never the same without you guys.
Oh, I love you. Thanks.
We have the best singers in Dubai. Chris and Rossi.
Thank you.
We can't wait to hear you on a Friday. We just keep waiting.
Tweaking into a whole new era. G-Funk, step to this idea. Susan, thanks. On a whole new level.
Where rhythm is the bass and the bass is the treble.
Chords, strings.
We brings melody.
G-Funk,
where rhythm is life,
and life, is rhythm.
If you know, I know, you don't want to step to this.
Yes, yo.
It's a G-Funk era, funked up with a gangster twist. Yeah, if you smoke like I smoke, and you every day,
yeah.
Is a buster, 213 will regulate.
Everybody go instrumental beat.
Ernie,
let's
what are you?
It. Shut up, Ross!
Ernie, what's up?
It's a no-brainer. Your genre, Chris.
This is my genre, right?
Yes. I got this. Not yet. Rossi's.
Yo, yeah. No, I can do this.
You cannot do anything. You cannot do anything.
On a whole new level, the rhythm is the beat, and the beat is the treble.
Yeah, no, Rossi, no.
Just let me do it.
No, thanks, Ernie. Appreciate it, man. Patricia, what are you thinking there?
Really nicely done, guys. Awesome. I'm in my parking lot sitting and listening to you two just before I get into work.
Well,
nicely
thank you.
Done.
What's thank up? You so much.
Cheers, homie.
Just Rossi, stop. Hi, Michelle.
Hi, Chris. How are you?
I was doing well. Rossi trying to rap this song. It just didn't roll the way that it was meant to roll.
Hey,
you know?
Don't be slanging.
You guys are amazing.
Thank you. Yo. Thank you so much. What are you
saying? We should do this once in a week.
Yeah, That's what's up.
What do you mean? We should sing this song once a week, or we should do Duvet once
a
week?
Yeah, every week. Once in a week, you should sing.
Yeah, we do.
I'm grooving in the car.
Yeah, we do it every week for the last six years, I think. Every
we've
week.
We've been together for ages.
On a Friday, we do it, all right?
Where you been, homie?
Made my day, really.
Stop saying homie.
Stop calling you homie. That's weird.
Sorry. Yo. I'll page you back.
What are you doing?
What are you about?
Why are you talking? Why are you doing?
Because I'm in the zone.
Yeah.
I'm
Get
Warren
out of
G.
the zone, please.
I'm Warren G.
Ali, what's up, Ali?
Hey, Chris. Very good morning. Rossi, you're so good. You're so good. Just leave the mic and go.
That good.
Yeah, you go. You just leave it. Yeah,
do you think
that's
I should just
good, man.
A car full of girls and it's going real slow?
Shall I go and hop into my ride, do you think?
Yeah, go.
I mean, I'll go to the airport early if you want, yeah?
Yeah, just.
It was that good, see? Ali says it was that good. Yo, I'm a G-Funk era and I'm rocking to the beat. Let me move my feet with the freestyle.
You guys didn't even see him dance in here.
Yo,
he's pointing his index fingers in
his face. You got to flow. You're like,
no, I'm not. Listen, yo, with the freestyle punk, let's here's some junk.
Yeah. I'm tweaking into a whole new era. G-Funk, step to this.
I dare you.
Shut up, Ross. On a whole new level. The rhythm is the bass and the bass is the treble chord.
Bass. Strings. We bring melody.
I'm out. How you doing? Nala's here. Rossi's here. Myself, Chris Faye. We've got Busmer in studio number 2. It's all happening.
Think I've bent my glasses.
Oh, have you? Rossi's now a spectacle wearer. He wears spectacles. He wears glasses. I think they look great on you.
He looks very handsome.
Wonky,
I can fix them if you give them to me.
Oh, no, you might break them.
I can fix those.
By the way, you bought some glasses recently.
Which ones?
Those, when you went to America, you got those Ray-Ban glasses.
Oh, the Meta. No, I bought those in Australia, the Meta ones.
The ones where you can take photos and stuff like that.
Yep.
One of the first people to buy it. You were.
I wasn't. They were selling. I just bought them from the shop. They're Meta glasses. I think they're great. You wear them as normal specs, but then they can shoot, they have cameras on there. You can record, you can do all that. It's pretty amazing. You can talk to it. Like, hey, Meta, what's the temperature right now? And they'll tell you, hey, Meta, where am I right now? And it tells you in your ear. Like, people don't know what's going on. So I sometimes when I wear them and I'm with someone, it's a little bit rude because I'm receiving like a WhatsApp, for example, and I'm hearing the message and the person has zero idea that I'm actually hearing that.
Because you're playing it out?
Correct, yeah.
But you don't wear them anymore?
I'm not wearing them as much. Yeah, I was really wanting them and then I got them and I still use them, but not as long.
Oh, no, he's gone on to his next phase, Nala. Yep. He's gone on to his Apple Vision Pro now, another thing that he's bought that he hardly ever uses.
Yeah, it's kind of true.
When was the last time you used it?
Like 4 days ago.
What about Aura rings, though?
The Aura rings, like the
your Aura
fitness
ring.
Tracker.
Oh, guys, I've just bought this ring, right? So I can get into the office by just scanning my ring every day.
I love gadgets. I realize I'm a gadget guy. I'm wearing my Aura rings now. None of them are actually functioning. One of them's broken. The other one doesn't charge. So I'm not sure what's going on there. But I have to do something. And this is, I'm glad you brought this up. In the move of the house, And maybe someone who is listening to this can relate to this. I realize I'm not a hoarder, but I have too much.
Too much gadgets?
Clothes, shoes, just too much. And I realize I don't wear most of them. I wear about 15% of the clothes that I have.
Oh.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking of getting rid of the rest, simplifying my life, and keeping it really simple.
You're going to go minimalistic?
I think so.
There's a whole documentary on that, minimalist.
But I think I, like, whatever I give, I'll give to, you know, the guys around me, the workers that work around the house, charities.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know if I'm ready for the step. I told Brianna, she says there's no chance you're going to do that because she knows me. But I think, has anyone done this? Has anyone gone minimalistic? Like, what I mean by that is, you know, have 10 shirts that I just rotate through. Have, like right now, no word of a lie, I've got way too much. I've got like maybe 500 shirts.
Oh wow.
Gosh.
I have 500 shirts. That's not an exaggeration. And I only ever wear like the ones that, like, I'm plain black. Yeah. I'm always in black. I'm just, why do I have so many shirts?
I think you just collect them over time, and then sometimes some of them become sort of sentimental, maybe.
Correct. There are some sentimental shirts there. And but then I go, oh, but I'm going to wear that one. I've got shirts that I was wearing when I was really fat that I don't want to get rid of. I've got shirts that I was wearing when I was really like skinny and fit, where I tell myself, no, I'll get into that one day.
Don't
get rid of it.
Yeah.
I mean, I've been saying that for 6 years.
No, that's too much.
Do you know what I mean? But I don't know. Like, I'm thinking about making this step of going minimalistic.
Wow.
I don't think you can do it.
Getting rid of 80% of my stuff. You don't think I can do this?
Maybe like start simple, like get rid of 20% and then do it little by little.
I did that. I did it on the move. On the move, I donated about maybe 6 garbage bags of clothes we got rid of, right?
That's good.
And then when I put them into the wardrobe area of the new place, I'm like, and Brianna says, she's like, you got way too much. And I go, but I do a lot. I'm always out and about. I'm always, you know, and in our industry, you got to wear different things sometimes.
Yeah.
One of the reasons why I like just to wear black, I just think it's simple. It's cool. It's
you don't need any thought.
Just put it on, you know. And that's why I realize, you know, with a lot of the locals, they get to wear the Kundura, for example. That's amazing.
Yeah.
Because you just put it on. Like, I love that.
Yeah, but you had a go at me. Remember, you bought me 30 black t-shirts for my birthday.
But I thought that, yeah, that's smart. I think that's what I want to do. I think I want to go and buy, like, basics and then just, yeah, give the rest away.
Go minimalistic. I've got a list of things here that you can give me.
I'm not giving you the stuff. Isabel, what do you think? Minimalistic life, do you know it?
Well, I'm not living it now because my excuse is that I'm in the fashion industry, but I'm in the process because there's this little trick that you put your hangers the other side if you wear it, so you see the other ones are not changed, and after a month, I'm just putting it away for charity.
Oh, I like that.
So you put, I see, the way that the hanger, you know, hangs on the bar, you turn it round facing you, for instance.
Huh.
That's smart. Yeah.
So that's a trick because I'm like, okay, I need to stop this excuse that I'm in the fashion industry. There's just too many things and I need to give it to charity.
Yeah, okay. So I understand. Okay. So you're in the process of trying to be minimalistic as well.
Yeah, I mean, like, minimalistic is very far yet, but I'm going there.
Okay. All right. Listen, let's try this together, Isabel. Salma, are you minimalistic?
I'm very much minimalistic and it's the best thing I've ever done.
Tell me when you went minimalistic.
So with my clothes and with my shoes, because I'm a very much of a casual person and I had a lot of dresses and I kept them for over a year. And my excuse was that maybe I will need them. Maybe I will wear it. But literally like 1 year and a half and I get rid of like more than 25 dresses. And it felt so good. It gave me the chance to see what I really have.
Yeah.
And I can use them because you look at so much in your closet and you don't know what to wear and you end up having anxiety. So once I have cleared out everything, I can clearly see what I have. And it's so cool. And if you need anything before you buy it, really think, give it a chance like for 1 week. And if you really need it, see if you have something in your closet or not. If not, then buy it. Otherwise, buy one item and get rid of one item from your closet. Oh, this is my
one
system.
One in, one out. Yeah,
it's like a full nightclub.
Yeah,
yes, you can't get exactly. in until two people leave. All right, I like that, Selma. Mustafa, tell me, minimalistic.
Yes, hi, Chris. So I think, you know, I went minimalistic a few years ago just, you know, as a way to reduce one stress in my life. You know, having, focusing on, say, quality over quantity.
Yep.
Because minimalism, for me, you know, that emphasizes the investing in well-made things and really just going away from the trend of over-possession of things.
Yeah.
And,
yeah, you know, yeah, I like that. I like that.
On the stress in your life.
And that's yeah, that's one of the thoughts was I realize I have way too much in there. There's no need for it. It's a waste. I'd rather give that to someone else that needs it. Like I'm in a position.
I'd love to know how many mobile phones you've got in a drawer. I'd love to know. I would love to know.
A lot.
Like 10, would you
but
say?
But I can't give those away because they've got all the old photos.
Same with me, yeah.
So I don't want to give those. But I've got more than 20 in there.
20?
Oh yeah, 20 old mobile phones, yeah. Mustafa, so when you went minimalistic, did you feel better? Like it made life easier for some reason?
So much easier. I mean, my whole life could probably fit in one and a half suitcases.
That's cool. That's cool. Like, what are you wearing right now?
Right now I have, so my usual work wardrobe is quite simple. One color tones, just something simple I could pick out of the closet and I'm ready to go in 15 minutes.
Yeah, I feel you.
Yeah,
like that's what I want to get to. I feel like I'm living that, like I feel like I'm actually living that life now.
Yeah.
I'm wearing either, you know, I've got about two pairs of jeans that I rotate between.
Same.
I've got about seven shirts that I rotate between.
Yeah.
Shorts,
I've got about probably three that I rotate between. So the other stuff that sits in that wardrobe doesn't get worn.
Yeah, no, but like some of it's like good designer stuff.
I know, and that, like, so do
you know,
I
like a good pair of Levi jeans.
So do I get rid of that? Like that's what
no.
I'm saying. That's where
because it comes back around.
That's where I get stopped. Where I'm like, oh man, I haven't like. There's a jacket that I bought 3 years ago. I've worn it once.
Oh.
It's OVO. It's Drake's brand. Cost me like 1,100 dirhams.
Yeah. Worn it once.
I give it away.
But what about that tracksuit you wore at RevFest?
Yeah, the Daniel Patrick one. It's like a 2,000 dirham tracksuit. I've never worn it again. I'm going to get rid of it.
Yeah. If you haven't worn it since then.
That's what I mean.
Yeah, it's fine. Just think of it as, don't think that, oh, that was that expensive and I'm giving it away. Just think, oh, someone's going to really, really enjoy this.
Do I wonder if that shop buys it off you, you know, that...
I don't want to sell it, dude. I just want to get rid of it. But I just wanted to talk to other people that have gone minimalistic. I think it's... I just wanted to hear that. You guys that have just spoken to me have made me... motivated me to do this again. So I think over the Eid break...
You're going to do it?
I think I'm going to do it. I'm going to... yeah, it's going to surprise to my wife. She doesn't think I'm going to do this.
Okay.
So I'm going to do it to prove a point to her, first of all. And then I'm going to do it for me.
That's not the reason.
Yeah, I'm doing it to prove a point to Brianna. That's
give it all away on Instagram.
Oh. That would be difficult. Oh, that would be difficult. Rossi, off your phone. You've been on your phone for the last 30 minutes. I've sat with it. Put your headphones on. Put your headphones... Okay.
When you walk through a storm...
Needed to make sure you had it. Rossi, put them back on.
No.
Put your headphones back on.
I can't hear the song now.
I'll turn it up. Hold on, let me turn this up, yeah.
And turn it down. Why are you doing this?
Be afraid.
Well, Liverpool's on the top. We're on the top of the table.
We won again. Yeah, you beat...
We won again yesterday, 3-1.
Yeah, you beat like one of the teams on the bottom of the division. What's the big deal? I'm happy that you beat them. It's better for us.
Sheffield United.
Yeah.
Mate, we... Not only have we won, you know, the one goal that they got was their own goal. It was an own goal.
Do you think you're going to win the league?
100%. We're in.
Like, you don't even know. Like,
where are my Liverpool fans at?
He's looking for help now because he doesn't have any idea what he's talking about.
Where are my Liverpool fans at? Call me right now, Liverpool fans, 04871 5544. Get on there. Nunes, McAllister, all scored. It was great. Hey, Mohamed Salah, absolute legend. Still playing whilst fasting.
Yep.
And what I find so respectful and I love, They took a small little break so he could break fast.
Oh, that's sweet.
Yeah, Everton did that the other day
and
as
I
well.
And I just think...
Yeah.
That is a beautiful thing, you know?
It's very sweet.
I think that's there. That's we need more of that stuff globally. Martin, you'll never walk alone. Good morning.
Good morning. And thank you for playing on them.
Mate, I'm there with you guys every step of the way. What a great match it was last night. We're on the top of the table, huh?
Yeah, we're on top of the table. We are winning it.
I know. Yeah, I think
you're going to win the league. You've got 8 games left.
Yeah.
So, you're currently 2 points in front of Arsenal.
We are going to win it. We are definitely going to win it.
Yeah, I think you're right on this one. We're playing so well. Now, Rossi, it is looking more and more like Everton could be relegated. You could drop. You could be in the...
That's my wish. I would love to see Rossi fad. We are going to be relegated.
These guys are amazing.
He'll be in championship next season.
No, we won't. Yeah. We'll be fine. We're going to beat Burnley. I'm going to the match and I'm going to make you feel all bad now because I'm taking my kids, my girls, to the first ever Everton game.
Get the kids ready for them to lose. They're going to lose, right, Martin?
Yeah, definitely. It's better for him to be alone so that they don't be.
Go alone, Russ. Best song ever. Eddie's on from 10 a.m. this morning. Don't forget all your favourite songs.
Text message just come in here from Lala. It says, good morning, Virgin Radio, especially to my crush, Chris Fade.
Oh, hi.
Lala, I'll send you your glasses back. You must have left them somewhere.
Hi, Lala. How are you?
Why are you talking like that?
Well, I'm a crush. I want to, you know.
What's that? No. What that noise is.
Yeah. No.
What is that?
Yeah.
Is that what you do with, like, Brianna?
Yeah. That's how I got Brianna. I said, hey, girl. Are you really going to take your daughters to the Everton game?
Taking my girls to the Everton match. We're going to go on the pitch.
Are you sure they
want... They've sorted it out for me.
Who did?
Everton.
Are you actually in contact now? Have you done enough over the years on this show that Everton now know who Big Rossi is?
Yep.
So you're going to walk on the pitch before or after the game?
I'm getting interviewed in the fan zone. What are you laughing at?
I'm on
stage in the fan zone at 1:44 because I'm... celebrity Evertonian, obviously.
1:44? That's how precise they are.
Exactly.
Are you definitely going to be late for that?
No, I'm not. No. I'm never late for anything.
That's not true. This is great. I'm happy for you. So you're going to go to the Everton game. Where is the stadium? What's it called again?
Goodison Park. So we're going to go...
Not a lot of good goes happen there, though. Who are you playing?
Burnley, at home.
Oh, they're not great. You'll be okay.
Where are they in the table?
Aren't they like... 15th or something like that?
They're below us.
What are you guys at?
16th.
Oh, it was close. So you're going to go watch Everton with your daughters. That's going to be great. Are you taking Alfie, your son?
No, not yet. He's a little bit too little for that.
Okay, so you take your daughters, you watch Everton lose, and then
I'm not going to watch them lose. I'm going to watch them win at home.
And then you'll go on to the pitch.
Before the game.
What a great experience that's
going to
be.
Pitch side. We're going to get photos pitch side. I'm not going to be walked on and paraded like... Sylvester Stallone was that time.
Did Sylvester Stallone go to Everton?
He's an Evertonian.
Oh.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, good luck with it. I hope you win the match. I really do hope you win, and what a great experience for you and the girls.
Thank you so much. And if you want another Everton-related Rocky fact, the scene from Creed was filmed at Goodison Park. The first Creed. There you go. Thanks. Turn this off.
Well, I'm glad you'll get to watch this game with your daughters before your team get relegated. It'll be the only time they'll get to watch this, probably. Until maybe they're 40. Maybe in 25 years you guys will make it through. Huge financial issues for Everton as well. That's where it's really not looking good.
That's the problem.
Yeah.
That's the whole problem. We would be a lot higher if we weren't deducted points. Yeah. So.
We'll leave it here for a moment. Nala's going to tell us what to watch coming up. So hang out with Disney. Here we go.
Rossi's turning red.
I'm just trying to figure out how to turn it off. If I can do it from over here or
just
not.
Another minute to go. Here we go. Sing it. Walk on. No matter what team you go for, just remember. Walk on. With Liverpool. You'll never
Walk Alone. For your
dreams. I can't turn it off.
Even in your deepest and darkest of hours, we will be there to help you. You'll never walk alone.
Virgin Radio's What to Watch with Disney Plus. Love movies? Don't miss award winners and fan favorites from Poor Things to Avatar's The Way of Water. All this and so much more only on Disney Plus. Download the app and subscribe now.
Sup, Disney Plus? We are on to it with Nala right now. What to Watch? What have you got?
For my animation lovers, the latest animation from Walt Disney, Wish, is now officially on the platform. So cool. If you missed it in the cinema, you can watch it on the platform. And what's so cool about it, I feel like, Chris, this will help you out. It's dubbed in Arabic.
Oh, thank you. So I could watch it in Arabic.
Yes.
And I could, yeah, I need to do more of that because what was I watching the other day? I was watching something and it was only in Arabic and I said to myself, oh, it was stand-up.
Yeah.
Who's the comedian that we had in the show? John Acha. Remember the comedian that came and joined us in the show from Lebanon?
Yes. Hold on.
What are you looking at? You're looking up his name.
Yes, I can't remember his name.
Johnny. I know it's Johnny. He was doing a stand-up routine in Arabic and I watched the whole thing and I was laughing, which was good. I was like, oh my gosh, I'm getting it. But maybe that's what I'll do. So I'll get on to Disney Plus, watch this show.
Watch it dubbed in Arabic.
Okay, done.
You can do it even with Alfie. Like, start young so he understands the Arabic language. There's so many things. There's Beauty
and
the Beast.
Why am I
going to
do it with Rossi's kid?
Oh, not Alfie. Did I say Alfie?
You just call. Now, Rossi, by the way, disappeared for a moment. We think he's gone to the bathroom again. I should be playing X-Files.
I don't know.
Did you just call my son Cruz Alfie?
It's because of how he...
I don't mind that association. I love Alfie, but I can't have Cruz. The association with Cruz. Rossi on my son.
Cruzy Cruz.
Let me just clean that.
Yes. So I meant Cruz. So Cruz, okay, so sure. He can learn Arabic.
Yeah, sure, okay, done.
He can watch Moana, Beauty and the Beast. All the classics are dubbed in Arabic, so that's very, very cool.
Okay, very
now
cool.
Now we're switching gears. If you're into horror, The Omen is also now on Disney Plus. So you can check it out.
Yeah, my girls are into, I don't know, my daughters for some reason like just love horror movies. That's what they want to watch. It's weird.
Oh, I cannot.
Yeah, okay.
But that's something cool to see. Now, something I really enjoyed this week. Do you know Rami Youssef?
He was on SNL. Rami's great, man.
So after watching SNL, I decided to kind of do like a deep dive and I found he has a TV show called Rami.
It's a great show. That's
I
what
started
I watch.
Watching it. It's hilarious. So it makes fun of like Arabs in America. So it's super cool. And if you're looking for a rom-com, check out Upgraded.
All right. There's some things that you should be watching right now.
Yeah, that's
right.
About it.
All right. Yeah, Rami, by the way, Rami went on SNL over the weekend, if you don't know, and he just said some really, really powerful things. And being an Arab in the industry in the States is not easy. But what he got on an SNL, we've got to remember for Rami, this is the biggest moment of his career, most likely, being on SNL, one of the most watched shows. And he got up there and he still waved his flag and he still did it the right way. And that's why I love him even more. But I watched that Rami show when it was dropped about maybe 3 years ago. And I thought to myself, this guy's so cool.
He's so cool.
I love him. And he's just great. You know what I mean? He does a great job. All right. Thank you, Nala. That's what you got to watch. It's gone 9:39. Rossi will be back, hopefully, morning. That is it for us for your Friday.
It's Friday.
Guys, a lot of us are off. Virgin Radio stays on. Have us on over that Eid break. We will return, Rossi, Pretty, and myself all together right after that Eid break. Rossi, you're in the UK.
I am,
You're only going for what?
7 days.
Wow, man. Good on you. Is that all you had, huh?
I mean, I would have, like, really pushed it and, like, flew back on the Sunday the 13th or whatever.
Yeah.
But Liz was like, no, we're coming back on the 12th.
All right.
And I'm like, I'm getting there on the
5th. Well, you know, the wife runs the world, right? So we've got to just do what our wives say. That's what we say.
Happy wife.
Happy life. Enjoy the UK. Have fun. We'll keep it at that. Listen, I'm here. I'm staying in the country. I'll be on the radio for a few days as well. So you'll be able to hear us. But keep it on Virgin Radio. Have a safe final few days of Ramadan. Have a beautiful Eid break, all right? From myself, Chris Fade, and the team. Wear your seatbelts. Yalla, bye.
The Chris Fade Show, back at 6 a.m.
Virgin Radio.